Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 223 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to hear about the Winter Wonderland that has been San Antonio this week. We're going to talk about my recent Marvel immersion and tutorial, thanks to Alex and a friend of his, and we're going to talk about my first trip to Bucky's, something else. As always, we are so glad y'all are here. We're so grateful that you listen, and we hope that you will stop by our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo if you want to check out some of the things that we love and frequently mention. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 223. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie is in a winter wonderland today.
Listen, it is all my dreams come true.
I'm so glad.
Oh, my gosh. So we waited. Well, we recorded Patreon yesterday. We did our beauty episode, and it was rainy and cold and icy here. But we had not gotten the snow yet. And about 10:30 last night, we were sitting. So we all started watching Ted Lasso as a family, which we finished last night because Perry and Caroline hadn't seen it.
Did they love it?
They loved it. It was so good. Perry was like, well, that was real good. And I was like, yeah. So we watched that thanks to our new Roku and our Apple TV. And
that was so we watched hashtag humble brag.
Exactly. Yeah. Taking care of business. Hashtag TCB. And so we did that. And then Caroline looked out and she was like, oh, my friend, one of her friends, she was like, it's snowing where she is, which she lives a little bit north of us, like 30 minutes. And then about that time. And when I mean to tell you that when the snow started coming down, it was a blizzard. Like it was like a blizzard, like unbelievable. For all of my youth that I spent wanting to be on Little House on the Prairie, stuck in the schoolhouse during a blizzard. This was the closest I've ever come to it. Now, people who've lived through a real blizzard would laugh at that, but I'm just saying it was blowing. There was so much snow. And we went out in the backyard first. And it was, you know, it was starting to stick. And so we went out in the backyard first. Well, the front of our house faces the north. So then we were like, oh, let's walk around to the front. And I'm telling you, when we weren't protected by the house, it was like, whoosh, I mean, it was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And the best part was, is it was like 10:30, 10:45. So we came back inside, and then I guess about 11-ish, we went back out there because we were going to give it time to build up. And we let the dogs out, and it was the whole thing of it's a ghost town. So, like, nobody's out. So we just let them run. I'm going to tell you, they lived their best life last night about midnight. I mean, they got to run. They just loved it. And I didn't know how they were going to react to it, but it's been super fun. But I will tell you what we've discovered today, which is a Texas girl. I kind of know this from spending any time in Colorado, but we have very powdery snow, which would be great for skiing, but it's not so great for trying to build a snowman. And it's not great for trying to sled down your street because we've also tried to do that.
A little resistance packs up on you a little bit.
But we think tomorrow is going to be the day because the high here is a blistering 27.
Good grief.
So Perry's like, by tomorrow, our streets are going to be like sheets of ice because now it's just wet. But the snow is kind of on the streets anyway, has kind of melted. So we think tomorrow is going to be our sled day. And we're really looking forward to that because I'm going to tell you that what Perry has rigged up is he took apart one of his wheelbarrows. So that is going to be the sled of choice, is to apparently ride in the back of this wheelbarrow.
I mean, I'd do it.
Yeah. And he did say, though, that he did just see some kids come down the street pulling somebody in a truck. They were put on the back on it with a cooler on wheels. And so he said, maybe that's the way to go
too. Oh gosh.
Which, I mean, if you want to achieve a trip to the ER, it probably is the way to go.
Well, we've just had rain all day, and we had some kind of winter weather advisory, but I think it's almost over. Now we're just supposed to get the freeze. We're not going to get the pretty. We're going to get just the ice.
And the ice is the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. And I don't know if you've seen my driveway.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. So, fortunately, over the weekend, I kind of got stuff to make. I made a big thing of taco soup today. I have stuff to make chicken and dumplings. You know, it'll all be fine. Yeah. But it's just, and here's the thing, it'll melt by Wednesday, just because most of it, because we don't have, for some reason, I think the listen, it's a weather forecast now. The bitter cold is going northwest of us, but it does seem to like be going up to Memphis and then sweeping over to Nashville. It's in North Alabama, but it's going to miss us as of right now.
All right.
So that's our latest forecast.
Well, it was crazy because last night, so the entire state of Texas was under a winter storm warning, which I don't think has ever happened. And last night, about midnight, I checked and they said everywhere in Texas was below freezing except for Galveston, which was 34.
Wow.
But like, I promise you that's never happened. I mean, when you think about how far south you get when you get down to South Texas,
yes,
to think that every single place in Texas was freezing, it's amazing. We've never had anything like it. And a lot of people don't have power. Fortunately, we haven't lost our power, but I know my sister didn't have power. I don't know if she does yet. And a lot of people in Houston and Dallas, it seemed like, have lost their power, but we still do, thankfully.
Well, I saw something today. I saw it actually a couple of times that in Houston, they're doing like a rolling blackout thing to try to keep people's power on, to keep the whole thing from crashing. But I mean, y'all are so far south to get that much snow, you know, that's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, Perry said it snowed like this one time. So he grew up here. 1983 was the last time. He knew it.
That snow's middle aged now. I mean, that's it's been a minute.
It's a once in a lifetime event.
Okay.
But we have had fun. But it is that thing of you forget, and I see where people up north, because like, I mean, my house is covered in like wet, dirty boots and socks and changes of clothes. And I put on this morning because I knew we were going to be out in it. And last night I just put on like leggings and like a pair of like sweatpants, and I tried to layer up. And then this morning I remembered, oh, I have a pair of like winter, like hardcore camo hunting pants that Perry bought me when we were dating.
Okay.
And so it's like, I'm going to go put those on. I'm going to tell you that they don't fit like they did 26 years ago. What am I tell you?
Well,
I may or may not have been able to button the top button, but I was like, well, it's better than nothing. But I kind of moved a little stiff in them, is what I'm telling you.
I think the fact that you could get a leg in them is a victory, honestly. I think good for you. If you got your legs in them, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was kind of like, so we walked around in those. We took the dogs all down by the trails. So it's been fun. We've had a lot of fun with it, but, we're supposed to have soccer. We were supposed to have soccer Friday. It got canceled. I'm assuming soccer tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, will be canceled. So I don't really know when we're playing soccer again at this point.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a new podcast sponsor, Rothy's. You can make your mark in the new year with comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's makes stylish, sustainable shoes and bags that are carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With so many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect way to step into the new year. I recently got the flats in green Botanic camo. Listen, y'all, I'm going to be honest. I was so hesitant to get a flat because I like the way they look on other people, but it's so rare for me to find one that actually fits comfortably and looks cute. I have a lot of flats that have been left to die in the bottom of my closet, but this one was so cute and this green pattern, I could just picture it for spring. So it checked all my boxes. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. And I'm telling you, as soon as I put them on, I felt like Cinderella. It was a perfect fit. I cannot believe how comfortable they are right out of the box. I've loved wearing them already. And now there's so many other styles and colors. that you can get, prints and patterns. There's a cute cheetah print that I'm dying to try. There's a taupe camo that is so cute. And they have these yellow candy striped sneakers that would be so cute for spring and summer. I am telling you, you won't believe the selection. Rothy's shoes are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles, which sounds so bizarre, but they're so comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right, zero break-in period, which is a miracle for shoes. Plus, Rothy's come with free shipping and free returns on eligible items. And another bonus, they're fully machine washable. What? You simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. It's amazing. From Rothy's innovative manufacturing methods to their planet-friendly materials, they consider sustainability every step of the way. You can check out all their amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/bigboo. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/bigboo. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/bigboo today.
So are you cooking? Are you souping it up in the winter weather? What's the plan?
I had made a huge thing of gumbo last week.
Okay.
And so we did that. And then last night we ate that leftover. Saturday night, we'd gone out to dinner with friends. Tonight, I'm doing my favorite comfort food, which this is why I can't live in cold weather, because I would eat way too much. So I'm doing chicken fried elk steaks tonight, mm-hmm. with like mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. and biscuits and like the whole thing. But I'm going to tell you that I came in from the snow and I ate a whole blueberry muffin. Then I came in from the snow again and I had a breakfast taco. And right now I'm drinking coffee with Bailey's in it, just, you know, at 4 p.m. like you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah, 4's a little generous, actually. 4.
Yeah, it's 3. Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it's 3.
She's rounding up.
Because if it's 4, then it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. Which is your prerogative. You can absolutely round up, absolutely. And yeah. In these extenuating circumstances.
That's right. So I'm doing that, and then tomorrow night I think I'm gonna do Jamie Family Savvy spicy hamburger soup, because we always love that
so
one.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so that's what we got cooking here, and but I tried to load us up on snacks and such.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, I actually went on Amazon a little earlier. I was going to order me some of Bobby Sue's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you that Bobby Sue is apparently playing catch up after Christmas, yeah. because everything will be in stock on this day or currently out of stock. And I was like, well, I need some other options. I mean, I know I can get almonds at the grocery store and that kind of stuff,
yes.
but... I don't know. I feel a little, because I know tomorrow probably I won't get to leave the house. I'm like, well, what are we going to have for snacks? What's our snack situation?
I know. It's hard. I mean, we just finished our Bobby Sue's nuts that I had ordered, because I'd ordered a brand new thing right before Christmas. But I could definitely order some more. You know, my people love chips. So we have have some white cheese, jalapeno Cheetos. And I had been trying before today, of course, as I drink my Bailey's with cream, I'd been trying to have like just eat mixed nuts,
mm-hmm.
and pistachios and maybe a piece of fruit. But mm-hmm. that today, apparently my snack is a whole blueberry muffin.
Yeah.
That's my snack today.
I've been trying, like today I ate some grapes. Like I love pistachios. I had mm-hmm. some kind of almonds that I was nibbling on, but when it's cold like this, I don't know. Does anybody have some Barber's Party Dip, some French onion dip?
Yes.
Which
that's what it
I
feels
haven't
like.
Been able to find that at the grocery store either lately for some reason.
Oh, well, that's terrible. I had gone to Central Market and I bought us like when I went to go on Saturday before, because I knew this weather was coming, and I got things like chocolate croissants, chocolate muffins, blueberry muffins. So.
Right. You just got to be energized for the
with
snow.
With all the carbs. You got to carb up.
You do. You got to make sure that you've got all the carb power that you need for those treacherous conditions. I know mm-hmm. I did not do a great job. I planned for soups, but I did not do a great job planning for snacks. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll make
it. You know what one of my favorites is, though? Do you like the cheese wisps? Have you gotten the wisps?
Oh, I buy them by the big bag at Costco.
God, they're so good. That's one of my favorite, like that's a Thrive Market constant for me the cheese whisks.
They're so good. And I saw in Publix a couple of days ago that now there's a nacho cheese wisp, which I should have picked them up, but I just like had a specific list of things I was trying to get in there and get out. And I'm going to think about those nacho cheese whisks, like, you know, for the next 2 days, but they're delicious.
They're so good. They are so, so good. That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. I've had a whole thing lately and I don't know what it is about crunchy stuff. I'm only interested in crunchy stuff. The other night, I can't remember what I'd fixed for dinner, but I hadn't taken time to make a salad, but I got some baby carrots and cut them up and put some sunflower seeds on top and then put just a little bit of salad dressing on them. David said, that's the oddest thing I've ever seen. I was like, I know, but I just like, that's just crunchy. I just want crunchy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. So
yeah, it's the whole, I'm going to tell you, we went to eat dinner Saturday night and I had one of the best salads of my life Saturday night.
Was it crunchy?
It was crunchy. That's what made me think of it. It had like sunflower seeds in it and some other things. I'm not all sure what was in it, but it was super crunchy and it was real salty and tangy.
Yes, ma'am.
God, it was good. I don't know what the dressing was. It was kind of an Italianish vinaigrette-ish, but better than that. Man, it was good.
Okay, so I have right now, I have the America's Test Kitchen Complete Mediterranean Cookbook that was sitting on my desk.
Uh-huh. Of course it was.
I know. Well, because I've been looking at it. But I'm going to go through here and look at the salads and see if I can find me a good crunchy Mediterranean salad.
I bet you can. I feel good about it. I feel good about it. You know who has some of the best salad recipes where I always go if I need to make a salad is I love the website Give Me Some Oven.
Yes.
And she has, if you go and just search her salad, she has a lot of really good salad options with homemade dressings that aren't too hard to make.
Okay.
It's a great place to go look for a salad.
Okay. You know, that's one of my low level goals for this year is to eat more salad. So I feel like we're charting a good course for that.
It'll help you. Yeah, that'll help you find it. That'll help you find it.
Hey, taking a quick break to tell you about Apostrophe. This episode of the Big Boo Cast is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Prescription acne treatment really works. It's the best thing you can get, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off of work to see a doctor or take your kids out of school to make an appointment, and you sit in line at the pharmacy for your medications, and none of us want to do that right now. Until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately with no waiting in a waiting room, and your medications are delivered to your home. All you have to do is fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and your medical history. Then you just take a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. It's magic. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. Apostrophe treats acne and they can also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, even dark spots. These are my personal skincare goals. And Apostrophe is such an easy way to get prescription strength products to help with dark spots and fine lines. And it's so nice to know that you have a real dermatologist that is looking at your pictures and that they tailor a plan just for you. Submitting your visit is quick and you don't need to schedule an appointment. You can get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/bigboo and use our code BIGBOO. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/bigboo and click begin visit. Then you use the code BIGBOO at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology. That's apostrophe.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. Thanks, Apostrophe, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Okay, so I have not had the snow like you have, but here's what I have had going on in Birmingham.
Okay.
Is last Tuesday, I was having a conversation with Alex and his friend Harris about, you know, I've been trying to understand WandaVision, and I had I'd mentioned that I wanted to watch some of the Marvel movies to try to understand.
Yes.
And so Alex and Harris, in really one of the more impressive displays of nerdery I have ever seen, it was something else, map out for me the 6 Marvel movies I need to watch in order to have a better understanding of WandaVision.
Okay. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it really was. And I get real tickled when they start speaking this language, you know, because so many kids really just have a these are the movies they've grown up with, so they know everything about them. But I, of course, have paid very little attention to them over the years.
Yeah.
Except for I had seen the first two Iron Man movies and then Black Panther. That's the extent of my Marvel knowledge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I came home Tuesday night and I was like, well, because I finished the podcast early last week. I finished it on Monday. So Tuesday night I was like, well, maybe I'll watch a movie.
Oh, so what a novelty.
In the last week, not even a week, I have watched 7 Marvel movies.
Wow, that is impressive.
Thank you. That's just the kind of commitment I like to bring to a goal. But it was just kind of like, I don't know. I think as I started to learn, I kept wanting to watch one more. So I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to try to tell you what I've watched. I started with Avengers Age of Ultron. Then I watched Captain Marvel Civil War. Mm-hmm. Then I watched Avengers something else. Infinity War, which was my least favorite because it's a lot of aliens and other planets. But some people really love it. I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp, which was fantastic. Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I've seen that one and I actually love that one.
Well, because he's so great. He's so funny. I watched Captain Marvel. I'm forgetting one in there. Oh, I watched Captain Marvel Winter Soldier, which was not one of my required 6, but Alex said he thought I would love it because it was a big government conspiracy situation, and he was right, I did. And then last night, we watched Avengers Endgame. I feel like I'm leaving one out, but listen, we'll all be fine not knowing the exact prescription. I'll write them down in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Which I loved Avengers Endgame. But
I've seen that one too.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't understand much of what was going on, but I've seen it.
Well, if we had a nickel for every time I paused the television and said, who's that? What'd they do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that matter? You know,
why would it matter? Why'd they all just do that? Uh-huh. I don't understand.
And last night I was like, I had no idea Iron Man was such a big deal. Like, I just kind of thought Iron Man was in those 2 movies I'd seen and that was it. But Iron Man is a big deal in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, by the time I got to Endgame, really, I don't know. There was some earlier point, but I was like, I hate to break it to you, but the gospel is all over this. And Alice was like, come on, Soph. And I was like, seriously, the gospel's all over it. I said it when we were watching this past week's episode of WandaVision. So I'm just as enamored now because the characters are actually, surprisingly to me at least, compelling and interesting. Yes. Yes. And so now I want to go back and I'm going to watch the new Spider-Man movies because I found Spider-Man to be such a delight in the Infinity Wars, whatever that one was. So I'm going to go back and watch Spider-Man.
Look at you. You've turned into a Marvel person.
Kinda, maybe. I don't know. But it's
okay.
I mean, it's almost like, again, as a person who has never seen Titanic, it's kind of like I'm the person who finally saw Titanic and said, well, that was fantastic. That's kind of how I am with this. I'm like, well, these are just delightful. Why did somebody not know? Of course, everybody's known. I'm just, 5 years late to the party.
I think you have to, like, after I saw, I think it was Avengers Endgame, which is when I realized I didn't know that Guardians of the Galaxy was part of Marvel. When I was like, well, look at that. It's Star, whatever his name is, Star-Lord,
yes,
is in these movies. And I didn't know. I didn't know that they all went together. I didn't know that Spider-Man. And then I'll ask Caroline everything. I'm like, well, what about Wonder Woman? And she's like, Mom, that's DC Comics. Like, it's a whole different thing. So I had a real hard time. But every time I've watched one, I'm like, well, I like these. I like these characters. I like these movies. I like the whole thing. But you've done what I have not had the ambition to do, which is I'm always like, I'm sure I would like it if I went back, but it just feels like too arduous of a task to go back and figure it all out.
Yeah. I think that's why this 6 movie strategy, plus my bonus, which was to watch, you know, the Captain Marvel Winter Soldier one.
Mm-hmm.
It made it not quite as daunting. Like, I didn't have to go back and watch everything. Now,
yeah,
my friend Stephanie has started because she was in my office the day that Harrison and Alex were mapping out the big strategy. Mm-hmm. And so, and she was in my office when we had a whole, well, we've had several discussions about WandaVision. And so she, over the weekend, she started now. She's going to watch them. So I don't know. It's been kind of fun.
Okay.
I didn't expect to enjoy them, but I have enjoyed them.
All right. Well, maybe if we're snowed in a couple more, because we finished Ted Lasso. I'm going to tell you, here's something about Perry Shankle, and maybe this is y'all are alike in this way, is on, I think it started Saturday night. Yeah. No, or Sunday night. I'm lost track of my nights. I guess it was Saturday night. He was like, I think I have it in me. I can watch the first episode of Ted Lasso tonight. And I was like, okay. And it was late. I mean, we'd gone out to dinner. It was probably 10:30, 10:45 before we started. I'm going to tell you that at 2 a.m, he said, how many more do we have left? And I said, you're not going to make it 3 tonight. We need to go to bed. Like, it's time. And same, like, once he gets into it, he loves, we watched all 2 seasons of Stranger Things, like, 2 summers ago. I bet we watched the whole thing in, like, a day. Yeah. Which is, I mean, if you want to talk about coming out of something blurry-eyed and not sure where you are, but maybe that's what we can do with our downtime in the snow and ice. Maybe we could watch some Marvel. Because, you know, we have Disney Plus now, thanks to our Roku streaming stick.
I don't know. You may not have known, everyone, but Melanie has procured a Roku streaming stick, and it has been installed.
It has been installed. Best Buy came. They installed it. They said, all you need us to do is plug it in. And I said, yes, sir. That's all I need you to do.
Thank you. And here's your $100.
But he did agree, though, that when his buddy Tristan got there, he said, this TV is tricky to get off the wall. And I felt like it validated me paying the $100 to have them come do it.
100%. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy for you. I don't know. And I've kind of enjoyed, I think, because, and you know how this is, when you, like, when you're working on a book, it's always the low-level thing in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
So it's harder for me to immerse myself in another story or some other story if I think that I need to be tending to what I'm actually writing. Mm-hmm. And so the timing has to feel just right, you know, to really commit to something. So right when I got to the end of this new book, you know, I read 2 books in a day. Like, you kind of start to ramp up where you need, I need somebody's story. I need something. Yeah. And so it's been nice to kind of just every night. And I haven't watched a movie a night. Sometimes I'd finish one and start another one. And then, you know, of course, shut it down about 9:30. But last night I stayed up until 10:30, I think, because we were finishing Endgame.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know. So anyway, I've really enjoyed it. It's good. And so I think tonight's going to be Spider-Man night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
I think Perry watched Spider-Man one night. I halfway watched it and he gets annoyed at me because you know what I do, which this is how you know you're a child of the 70s. Where did you come from, Spider-Man? Nobody knows who you are. Remember from Electric Company?
Spider-Man,
and he was like, that doesn't go with this
Spider-Man.
Movie.
Spider-Man. Where are you coming from, Spider-Man? I remember the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And then you had Morgan Freeman come on and say, today, Spidey.
Yes.
Whatever. It's like, it's so etched in my childhood. Like, the things that come out. Like, can I remember to buy, I don't know, whatever I need at the grocery store? No. But can I remember the Electric Company Spider-Man song? Yes, I can.
100%. I apparently can too, and I didn't even know I'd forgotten it, honestly.
Now you know.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell y'all about HelloFresh. You can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, which is like the magic trio. I can spend so much time trying to figure out what to cook each week, and it wears me out. I find myself just making the same things over and over again, like tacos, especially right now when we're full on in the middle of soccer season and we're so busy with everything, which means I need quick, easy dinners, and it's so hard to plan when we're actually going to be home and what I need to get from the store. And HelloFresh has been the perfect way to make that happen and still have a delicious dinner for my family. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and getting dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less, which is so great. Eating healthier has never been easier because they have low-cal, carb-smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options every week. So there really is something no matter what your eating style is. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. It's always good. Their produce is so fresh and delicious. HelloFresh also has an Easy Eats offering, which has tons of quick and easy meal solutions like 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfast and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule or if you have kids at home this year. We have really loved every meal we've gotten from HelloFresh, and I know Sophie has too. All the recipes are so delicious. They're easy to follow. I know that David can make them. Perry's made them. I've had Caroline start making them because I really think it's going to be a great option for her when she goes off to college and eventually lives off campus and has to cook meals for herself. We've loved their crispy pork flautas, and the other night we had this delicious shepherd's pie that was topped with cheddar mashed potatoes that I cannot quit thinking about. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo10 and use code BigBoo10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo10 and use code BigBoo10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
The other thing I wanted to mention was just, I think it's important to acknowledge that a public wrong requires public repentance.
Okay.
And we discovered yesterday when we recorded the Patreon episode that the clicky noise was not in fact your computer or your plug or your internet or the 500 other things that I have speculated might be causing it. Apparently the clicky noise was a Zoom thing.
Apparently it was.
Yes. And so as a person who has publicly, I think, wronged in my assessment of your computer's condition and your need to remedy said condition, I have to say I was wrong about your computer's condition, and I will apologize to you and to your computer for misjudging the situation.
Well, I appreciate that. My computer and I accept your apology.
I'm so glad.
We're just relieved to know that it wasn't that problem. Mm-hmm. But it does make me glad that I didn't go out and get, I haven't gotten a new computer. I also have not gotten blue velvet swivel chairs. So apparently I'm at a standstill in all of those things.
Well, you have a child going to college. So, you know, save the chairs for like a gift to yourself when you're grieving, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. When I send her off to college, I'm going to drop her off and then I'm going to pull into Crate and Barrel and go get my swivel chairs I want.
That's right.
So, yeah, I know. I'm just so relieved to know because I really had thought, I was like, did Juan lie to me about my internet? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the problem? Like, where did we go wrong? So I'm just so glad to know that, you know, that it wasn't my computer and it's not my internet, because I felt certain, you know, I'm always willing to take on the technological burden because there is about a 95.6% chance that it is me at all times.
Well, I think last week I realized, well, or I mentioned, I edited this part out, of course, but that the clicking only happened when I talked and you listened. So then I thought, well, is it, because, you know, I mean, I'm always going to try to speculate and figure it out. And so I was like, is it a feedback issue? What's the deal? And somewhere in all that, and everybody who's thinking, well, I didn't hear the clicks. I know you didn't because I edited them out as much as I can. But it's somewhere in there we decided we would go back and we would try recording a different way to see maybe if it was a Zoom issue. And lo and behold, it appears that it is. As it is, you have not clicked at all this day.
I'm just so relieved. I mean, that's the whole thing. I'm just so relieved that it wasn't me, because it could have been, because even like yesterday I put up, there was a great deal on an espresso, like the one Caroline had, QVC had it. Mm-hmm. And I posted about it and I was like, swipe up. And I was like, oh, people are really into this. I'm getting messages like crazy about it. Well, no, it was everybody saying there's no swipe up on this. So it felt right that it could have been me, but I'm so relieved that it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy that we have a solution. Now, we're going to have next week's episode, we're going to have Elizabeth Passarella on, who wrote Good Apple. and she's going to be on for part of the episode, and we're going to have to record that part on Zoom. But because I know, see, because I know now where the problem is, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be alert. Yep. I'm going to be aware of what's going on. And I think probably we can just record that part of the episode on Zoom, and then we'll do the rest of it on Skype.
Okay. All right. Well, now we know. And sometimes you just have to troubleshoot to come up with your issues. And now we know.
Now we know. One other thing of note that has happened in my life, besides my conviction and repentance, in regards to the clicking noise, is that David and I went to Bucky's this past Saturday night.
I need to know about this. Mm-hmm. This feels important.
I mentioned it briefly on the Patreon. We weren't entirely sure if we were gonna brave it or not. We went to eat and we just said, you know what, let's give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, and I have to tell you, I mean, I finally just got a cart because like a buggy. Because I was carrying around so much stuff that I wanted to try. Plus, I'd picked up a few things for Alex's Valentine's and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you a few things that were really a hit now that we've had a chance to sample.
Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One was the cinnamon sugared cashews.
Oh, yeah.
Have mm-hmm. you had
those?
That's
a good one. I have had those, and they're delicious. They are delicious. I should have told you about them, and there's so much that it's hard for me to take it all in.
Well, 100%. Like, I kept smelling them, and finally I was like, well, I've got to try them. And so, I mean, we went to the car with two full bags of things, and then just sat there and sampled some of them, and then some we saved for when we got home. So those were delicious. Alex had said that we had to get fried apple pies. And so I went to the little kiosk thing and ordered them. Like you just, you know, do a touchscreen deal. And I mean, not 15 seconds after I placed my order, they were calling my number to pick up my fried apple pies. Have you had those?
I have not had those. No, I have not.
They were not bad. They were not bad.
I like
a
fried apple pie mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. They were real cinnamony and sugary on the crust.
Mm, that sounds good.
So, the third thing, and you probably know of this, but so they have apparently something called the Bucky's Overbite, which is like a big chocolate bar thing.
Oh, I don't know about that either.
Well, so David saw that, like a chocolate peanut butter or something. Well, they have little mini ones, like little bite-sized ones.
Oh.
And so I just picked up a couple of dark chocolate and caramel with sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the size of like a Snickers fun size. Maybe a little bit bigger. And I have no idea how much they cost. But, I mean,
it didn't matter.
No.
It didn't matter.
Uh-uh. Like maybe 70 cents or something. I don't know. But I tried one of those for the first time today, and I'm about to give some high praise because I love dark chocolate, and I mm-hmm. love dark chocolate with caramel, and I especially love sea salt added to that equation. And it was the saltiest I have tried.
There was a lot
of...
That's a good mm-hmm. mix.
There was a lot of salt on there. It was really, really good. And then the last thing I want to mention is something that you told me about. And so I got this as part of Alex's little Valentine's happy extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And we had these last night as we watched Avengers Endgame. And it's the gummy bears.
You
said sour gummies.
Candy. Uh-huh. The sour gummies, but I'm telling you, their candy is, they nail it. I don't know what they do, but it's superior to all the other candies.
So I know you like the sour. I don't like sour candy that much. And I realized I was buying this for my child, but I thought, well, we're going to end up sharing them. So I just got regular gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you that the citrus flavors in these gummy bears were exceptional. And I said last night, I told Alex, I said, I could be eating an orange.
Yeah.
And it's the flavor is so good. And I really like an orange flavored candy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was delicious. And he said, my normal gummy bears, I feel like sometimes are a little stale, but these are very fresh. It was the freshest gummy bears I've ever had. They're delicious. So I don't know what that's about.
I don't know how they do it, but it really is. It's kind of amazing. Like they, I don't know, they're candy, like they're sour, and then they're sour belts, like those rainbow sour belts. Like they just have more flavor than the other ones that you get. Like, I don't know. It's confusing to me because when you go in Buc-ee's, they sell like Sour Patch Kids, like the real Sour Patch Kids. But then they also just have their Buc-ee's, and I always go for the Buc-ee's. And like their assorted cherry sours are so good. Oh my gosh, so good.
Well, I'll have to remember that. I was really impressed by what we tried, and then we got a few other little things, but those were the standouts in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and the fact that you can get a 32-ounce drink for 99 cents, it was almost more than I could take in, because where else can you get a cowhide rug and also get gummy bears? I don't know. It was a lot to
and a barbecue pit. I'd like to get a fire pit. Here's what I need on my list. I need a fire pit. I need a camouflage folding chair.
Yes.
I need some gummy bears. I need a fried apple pie.
And a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Yes. That's it. Sold. Done. One-stop shopping.
I have thought about the fire pits. They were outside as we left, and they had a huge one and a smaller one. And I have thought about the smaller one several times since I've been back home.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Monk Pack. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes well-deserved. Because most don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. If I want chocolate, don't hand me a carrot stick. This episode of the Big Boo Cast is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone trying to follow a keto lifestyle, but also the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. And isn't that what all of us really want to do? I've been trying to eat healthier since the new year started and choose better snack options during the day, and Monk Pack bars are the perfect solution. They have a soft and chewy texture and come in delicious flavors like coconut, cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. So there's a flavor that fits no matter what my mood is or what I'm craving. It will probably come as no surprise that the dark chocolate sea salt is my favorite. It's so good that you don't even know that you're eating something healthy. They're perfect for a quick breakfast, a snack in the middle of the day, or a late night treat. And in addition to being keto friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store, which is always a good goal, by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Thanks, Monk Pack, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
I'm going to tell you that you would love a fire pit. And this goes into our winter storm thing. So we have our orange tree in our front yard. We have this Satsuma orange tree, and it's probably 20 feet tall now. And, you know, it, because it's in Texas, it had already covered itself in blossoms, which is an indicator of how many oranges you're going to have the next year.
Right.
And so, Perry, right now I'm looking at it. It's currently, the roots of it are currently wrapped in about 6 beach towels. but Perry did debate last night. He said, do you think somehow I could go build a fire under that tree to keep it warm, like if I had a fire pit?
And this
said,
feels like a children's book.
I feel pretty certain that the city would probably come shut that down if we built a fire under our tree. But apparently at citrus farms, that's what they do, is you build fires under your trees to keep them warm. But I think you can do that when it's a tree farm. But when you're in a residential neighborhood, I think they frown upon you starting fires to keep your citrus trees
still feels
warm.
Like a children's book, though. It really feels like it could go somewhere.
It could. So, but we did not do that. So we'll see what happens with the oranges. But I mean, when you look at our landscaping, I mean, like, it may all be cooked. I'm like, I don't know that any of it's going to make it.
I hope it does.
I hope it does too. I mean, we'll see. I mean, you think the good news is it's supposed to be like 70 by next Monday, but it's just, it's getting through this. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it does.
All right. So this week I have the 5 favorites.
Can't wait.
which, what a joy, the five favorites.
Mm-hmm.
What a gift. And my first of the five favorites is very indicative of the season we're in, because I'm always so happy to have this or have these when I start putting together everything for our accountant for taxes.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite office supplies. And listen, I have a lot of favorite office supplies, but this one's way up there on my list. And it's a package of Pendaflex translucent polyfile jackets. So these are file jackets, but they're made of this poly material. So they're not paper, which means they don't tear, they don't rip, they don't get bent, they don't fold over. But because they're pockets, if you need to keep a lot of forms in them, they can't slide out the top or the bottom.
Okay.
I love them. I have a pack in our kitchen, in a kitchen drawer at all times, so that if I need a file pocket, I can just grab one. I can put the stuff in it. And that's how I keep up with tax stuff. A lot of times during the year, I just throw it in a file folder and then I'll sort through it all later. And then, like, you know, I feel like we need the same forms for Alex all the time. I have a lot of his essential forms in one of those so that I can grab it. It's purple. I know exactly what's in there. But I love them, and they're so much more durable than just a manila folder. So for anybody who likes to sort things or keep things together, they're really great. Even if you want to just keep up with, like, you know, school pictures for a kid, you could just slide them in there every year and then sort through them later. So,
okay, that's a really good tip. That may be on my mother-in-law's Christmas list next year, because she loves a file folder. She loves a file folder, and she tends to just use the manila ones, but maybe we could upgrade her because she loves to put stuff in a file folder.
I really like the jacket. I like the pocket situation. It's good. I highly recommend it. The second thing, and I think about these all the time, and I've mentioned them before, I think, like, on a Christmas gift guide kind of episode for a hostess gift. But last night I was cooking I did a little Valentine's meal for the three of us. And I couldn't find one of these because they were all in the dirty clothes, and I was sad, and I thought about how much I love them. But it's the Anthropologie Baker Stripe dish towels. I know people have strong feelings about their dish towels. I know people have their preferences. I have tried some of other people's preferences they've emailed me about or Instagrammed me about or whatever. But these are, to me, the very best. They're the right thickness. They're absorbent. They're durable. They're great. They're soft. I just love them. And my friend Heather introduced me to them probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I keep going back and getting more. I think they're great. They're so good.
So you feel like they're really absorbent and all of that?
They're super absorbent.
Okay.
None of this, like, they're not like a chamois, you know? So many dish towels are like chamois, and it just moves liquid around your countertop. These actually soak up liquid, and they launder beautifully. I just love them. They fold great. They're my very favorite. And so today I was thinking I wanted to order another little, they come in bundles of four, and I thought I wanted to order another little bundle, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna put it on five favorites because everybody needs to know about them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm adding these to my list because I need some. I'd ordered some off of Amazon. I have some from Target that I like, but these are really a lot cuter. And I like that they're kind of bright colors.
Yeah. And they're also, but they're not so patterned that they fight with anything in your kitchen. Just because you know, they're just stripes. They work with whatever your countertop, backsplash, paint, cabinet situation is, they'll work, because they're colorful but neutral. So,
I love that. Great.
The third thing that is a favorite is something that I got right at the beginning of the year. You know, I'm on a hunt for mascara, and I am on a hunt for really comfortable shoes to walk or hike in. And so I still love my Brooks Adrenalines. Like, they have my heart. They're my go-to. And I have enjoyed the Ultras that I got at the end of last year, but I have found that they're not great if I walk for a long time. Like, if I do a shorter kind of hike, they're great, but if I'm on my feet for a long time, they're not quite as supportive as what I need. And so it was, I guess, probably the first week in January, I ordered these. And they're Merrells. They're called the, and listen, the names of shoes, I don't even know.
I know. Well, what are you going to do?
They're the Antora 2 Rainbow Trail Runners.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. They are, if I had to stand for a long time or walk for a long time, either one, this is the shoe that I would want on my feet. Like,
oh, okay, that's high praise.
So they are so supportive. I even one day, just like on a Friday, I wore them to school on a day I knew I'd be running around a lot, because I'm trying not to wear my Brooks's for anything other than walking. Like, I'm trying not to wear them like a sneaker or anything like that. And so, and I don't do long hikes a lot, but yeah. I wanted to kind of see how they did. They're so supportive, so comfortable. They're really cute. They're super colorful. And I don't know. I kind of like a shoe that errs on the side of obnoxious. And this one meets that criteria.
Okay, that's good.
But they're really, they're great. And so, sure enough, when I started reading reviews, a lot of healthcare workers said that they love them. People who are on their feet. But they're darling. And so, so comfortable. So, thumbs up on those.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. And my fourth thing is, I realized this morning I was wearing one of these and then I took a shower and I changed into another one of these. Walmart has these sweatshirts, and I discovered them through my friend Stephanie last year. She had kind of a gold one. I was like, that's really cute. She said, I got it at Walmart. So I got a hot pink one, and then I got a gray one, and then I got a blue one.
Oh.
So they're just basic cotton sweatshirts. No tricky fabrics, no wicking, no stretch, just a cotton sweatshirt. And I mean, I think it's got some polyester in it, but just more of a crew neck, comfy sweatshirt. And depending on when you find them, sometimes they're $9, sometimes they're $11. I mean, they are not expensive at all. But what I like about them is they're long in the back. So if I have them on with pajamas, or I mean, like, with, like right now I've got on my Gap pajama leggings, or if I go walking or whatever, I just like having something that's a little bit longer in the back. Also really cute with leggings or, you know, skinnier jeans. But they're comfy, and they have cute colors, and they're inexpensive. And obviously I like them because I think I have three or four of them.
Oh, okay. Now, would you say that they're true to size? Would you size up if you wanted a little oversized? The friends may want to know. Somebody may want to know as they're sitting here poised to add to cart.
Right. So they come in regular sizes and plus sizes. And I would say size up if you want it. They're pretty true to size. If you want to wear it like as a, you know, just like a normal sweatshirt with jeans, I would get your regular size. But if you're thinking, you know, I want something that's a little bit slouchier for home, or I know I'm going to wear this with leggings and I'll, you know, whatever, I would size up.
Okay.
Two in my normal size and one where I sized up. And that's the one I have on now because I'm in my pajamas. So,
okay. All right. I'm sizing up on that deal. That's what I'm telling you.
But just cute colors, just basic little thing, and really, you know, an easy thing to wear, either because, you know, you can look pulled together wearing one with some cute jeans or some cute pants, or you can, you know, athleisure it up.
Yeah, well, and that's all I'm doing these days, just athleisure and the heck out of that deal.
Just, it's totally your call. And here's my last thing. Last year, I think sometime in quarantine, I'd had this pasta pot that I ordered that was orange. I got it back in 2016. I loved it a lot, and I had used the fire out of it. And the handle of it was kind of starting to get wiggly and all that kind of stuff. And so David said, why don't we maybe replace this with something that's functional?
Yeah, imagine that.
Where the handle actually works. So he ended up ordering me this pasta pot from Amazon. And I can't, it's got, of course, a really long name to it. But it's copper on the inside. Not copper, but it's one of those like nonstick coppery kind of pots on the inside. And it has the, what do you call those things? The handles have this thing on that turns that'll hold the lid in place so you can flip it and drain your pasta while it's in the pot.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's been such a great, durable, everyday kind of pot because, yes, I use it to cook pasta. I use it when I, if I'm boiling potatoes or anything like that, because you can drain with the stuff in the pot. But it's also just a great pot in general. So I will link to that. They have just a regular kind of stainless looking one. And then I think there's a blue one, but I would probably, if they had had that when I got this one, I might have gotten the blue, but anyway, I just think that's a good, it's got a specific function, but it's also everyday practical.
Okay. That's good. That's good. You know, I've been thinking about that. Have you been seeing that Always pan?
Yes.
I'm real tempted to get one of those.
I am too, with the steamer built in and the place for the spoon and the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious about those. I may at some point do that, but I haven't yet. But I just was curious because you seem to always know the good cooking stuff.
Are you talking about the thing that's like the skillet, but it's got a lid?
Yes, okay, it's all in one. You can get rid of 12 pots because it.
Well, and
not that I've watched a lot of the ads for it, but you could essentially replace 11 of your pots with just this one.
And there's a couple of people I feel like who I follow because they cook have that pot. And I'm always like, ooh.
It intrigues me.
It intrigues me too. I know. Because I've thought, if I could steam and saute. And keep the spoon attached. I don't know, but it is. It's tempting. It looks like it's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've just wondered about it. So I don't know. Let us know if anybody's tried it, but it really has been on my list of like, do I want to order that? Because it looks intriguing to me.
Well, I didn't even know until I got that first pasta pot, how great that was to be able to drain your pasta without having to pour it in, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. A colander,
not really like a huge hindrance when it comes to cooking, but it is nice to just, to have it all there. And this is just, I really like this particular pot. It's been good. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, those are five very good things.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. I loved them. And I'm still trying to, Walmart for some reason didn't let me add this sweatshirt to my cart. I don't understand why, but I'm going to keep working on that. No.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It tells me it's price for in-store purchase only. And I'm like, dear Walmart, I guess I'm not doing going in store. Right. Either you're shipping it to me or it's your loss. You're not getting my $11.44.
That's
Walmart.
Right. See, tomorrow, it may be $9.88. You just never know.
Okay.
But
I'll just keep on.
They are usually in store. I can't remember the last time I was in Walmart, but I saw them hanging there the last time I was there. So it must be a popular item.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
All right. Okay.
Well, I guess we may get back out in the snow now that everything's dry. We may want to go get back out and get muddy again and see.
Sounds delightful.
Enjoy it while it lasts. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
We will talk to y'all later. We'll be back next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.